This is a nice lesson, I think, in terms of you know, what presidents can do when they come into office.
Yes.
And they have an agenda that is very much antagonistic towards a certain agency. And when we think of a businessman, you know, a real estate mogul, someone like this, who's about jobs, I mean, this was a message of jobs as much as anything. Mm-hmm. And you look at the EPA and so many of the coalition on the Republican side, they look at the EPA and they think it's a job killer, right?
Right.
When you let environmental issues override the creation of, you know, big box businesses or something like that, mm-hmm. To the extent that the environment is conflicting with growth and economic growth, which sometimes is true. Mm-hmm. None of us should be surprised the way President Trump is going to come down on the role of the EPA in his administration. I mean, mm-hmm. he's being very aggressive, and that would be one agency where I think for career bureaucrats, you know, people who really run that agency as mm-hmm. presidents come and go, this is going to be a hard 4 years for them, as much as any agency out there.
It's such a polarizing issue because people either believe in or don't believe in climate change.
Yeah.
And recently I watched a documentary, ironically produced by our director of public media, Paul Allen Hunt.
Okay.
But him and Dr. Weindorf went to Alaska, and mm-hmm. it was just ground zero for climate change, the melting glaciers, the permafrost issue. Again, there's those people that believe and don't believe.
Yeah. I think there's a third issue there, too. So some believe, some don't. We know that Donald Trump infamously said, well, this was a hoax created by the Chinese, climate change. I don't think Donald Trump necessarily believes that himself. But I think the third issue is sort of, well, even if there is climate change, what do you do about it? And none of us seem to know exactly how to do this. It's such a fragile relationship because it involves the global citizenry.
Right.
You know, countries have to work across mm-hmm. borders to try to get some of these things under control. And that's sort of a non-starter for this administration. So it's a huge deal. You know, we still don't know what the ramifications of climate change are.
Right.
But we do know that this is an administration that's always going to prioritize economic growth over issues of the environment.
Right.
And I think just recently he had lifted some stopgap measures or restrictions on some of these pipeline issues,
yes,
and, you know,
he
these
did.
Oil pipelines. So mm-hmm. maybe that's going to start ginning up again, and we're going to see maybe some more of these protests in the Dakotas and places like that. So we shouldn't be surprised necessarily of the way he's behaving early on. It's just a whirlwind, though.